that we have tuned, we can get to the song.
I hate spending every year at Thanksgiving at my grandma's house, a nightmare I'm reliving. Grandpa's in the corner and he won't stop grinning at my cousin, the circus clown who's plate spinning. My cousin is a circus clown, he's plate spinning.
What's gonna happen next?
Grandma and Grandpa, a couple of kooks. They keep the head on the turkey and they call it a goose.
We keep the head on the goose, give you something to savor.
You take the head off the goose, you're gonna wave in the flavor.
That's sick, I don't like the stuffed turkey head trick. I'd rather eat my own hand or a pile of bricks. But then again, I just felt my own stomach start to twitch. So I guess I'll make myself a turkey sandwich.
Yummy.
Now I know that I don't lead a starving life, but I was happy when they pulled out the carving knife. Yes, I was ready for some action, food satisfaction, but what we got next was a turkey reaction.
Did you see that bird wiggle?
Said my cousin as he giggled, but I didn't have an answer. I was puzzled, I was riddled.
That goose is alive!
Shouted Granny from the side, and I couldn't believe what was in front of my eyes. It gets a lot weirder from here, girls and guys.
What's gonna happen next?
The turkey starts flailing like a mad wildebeest. Starts flapping his wings like he's an animated centerpiece.
Get my army knife from the bedroom, kids. I'm gonna show this bad goose who his Thanksgiving daddy is.
Just in case there's any character confusion, that was the grandpa who said that last line.
Oh, now I get it. Yes, grandpa.
But the turkey bit grandpa, and now he's knocked out, and he's lying on the ground with foam in the mouth. So then my grandma, myself, and my stupid clown cousin shoved the psychotic turkey in a preheated oven. It took some muscle, but we locked him away. I wish the story was over, but there's more to say. Grandpa woke up, Grandma yelled out, but he looks a little different and it's freaking me out. He's got a whole bunch of feathers and a beak for a mouth. We either eat him for dinner or kick him out of the house.
We won't eat him for dinner, he's my husband, you sinner. And if you ask me, I'd say he looks a little thinner.
I know you loved Grandpa and we'll miss him fondly, but he's not your husband anymore, he's a turkey man zombie.
He's
coming at us. Turkey zombies hate people. You can see it in his eyes. There's a Thanksgiving evil. He was fast. He was clever. He knew how to use a feather. And he scratched up the furniture, the genuine leather. I punch him in the face until the beak severs. And I see my grandpa's face smiling forever. That was just a costume, a crazy joke. I hate coming here, you almost made me croak. And I'm not paranoid or nothing, but there's still a dead bird making noise in the oven.